Hi everybody, I'm Deacon Dave.
I'm Layperson Lisa.
Welcome to the Deacon Dave and Layperson Lisa show. We are continuing on in the Be Healed book, episode 25. If you are following along...
Oh, it's healing prayer!
If yes. You are following along in your book, it's on page 165 and it is on...
Healing prayer!
So Lisa, why don't you get us started?
Yes, the Gospel of the Holy Spirit, aka the Acts of the Apostles, starts with the disciples hidden in the upper room. They're scared and they're hiding. And then after 9 days of intercession, the Holy Spirit descends upon them and empowers them with supernatural gifts.
Hello.
Hello.
And they knew it wasn't their own power, right? They were relying on the power of the name of Jesus.
Yeah, because we see this with Peter, right? Like he denied Jesus because he was scared and he was relying on himself. But then after he received the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, he was out just being bold and courageous, and he wound up being martyred.
So let me ask you a question, Lisa. When you ask people to pray in a group, hey, can someone lead in prayer? What is the response you normally hear?
Heads down. Don't make eye contact.
Right.
Crickets.
Gasping.
Oh, yes. Somebody last night said, oh, no.
Right. That's not, I don't think the apostles were responding in that way. So a takeaway question here in the first 2 minutes is do you have that same kind of boldness, okay, that was received by the apostles at Pentecost? Because you, by virtue of your baptism and by confirmation, you have received that same Holy Spirit that was received at Pentecost.
But it's a matter of being open to allowing the Holy Spirit to flow through us and to say yes to that, those nudges, and to that boldness.
Well, and that's what I like, because, you know, if you let the Holy Spirit flow through you, Lisa, then that power, it will sanctify and heal you, and it will also sanctify and heal people in and around you in your life.
Exactly. And the power of the Holy Spirit heals.
That's what I just said.
Well, I just wanted to reiterate it, because it's so important.
That's a great reiteration on your part. Because, you know, wherever we give the Holy Spirit access to our heart, we have a greater freedom.
Yes.
So like, we are actually denying ourselves freedom when we don't want to like invoke, you know, the Holy Spirit or ask for it to come down or to pray. I mean, think about that. We're actually limiting our freedom.
Mm. Yes, because the Holy Spirit won't force himself upon us, but he must be welcomed and received.
Yeah, not...
Yeah, you know, that's
I gotta
good.
Pray for somebody. Yeah.
You mean we have to actively participate, Lisa? Whatever does that mean?
We must.
Right. So what are the three elements of participation that stand out?
Trust in Jesus and following his directions.
Right.
Praying from the depths of our hearts and being united in mind and heart.
Yeah. And these are the same, you know, things that should be present when we are praying for healing as well. Right.
Yes.
So I guess the question is, it's another question for y'all out there listening. Do you pray half-heartedly? Don't be so quick to answer. Okay? Are you going through the motions? Are you going through your task list? Are you really asking the Lord to reveal himself and to speak to you in the prayers? Or are you just doing them?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think when I first started praying, like, extemporaneously, like, if I knew it was coming, I would just think about that. Like, what am I going to say? That's a don't.
Yes.
But instead, now we just like, I just like, I don't even worry about it, you know, just whatever comes out is I'm just letting the Holy Spirit flow. And sometimes when we pray with people and we don't, you know, they'll ask like, oh, can I have prayers for my family? It's like, okay, and that's all we get. And then, you know, whatever's flowing, and they're like, oh, that's exactly what I needed. Thank you. It's like, okay, thank the Holy Spirit.
So I can tell you what the key words are to know if Lisa is praying.
Oh.
Lord, we just give you thanks and praise. If you hear that, it's probably a 99% chance that it could be Lisa. Right? Because she doesn't fear the Father, right? And she doesn't fear to lift up her intentions and her petitions, knowing that ultimately God's going to give us what we need, right? He's not going to give us necessarily what we want, and that should not inhibit us from asking for that.
Right.
Right? But nonetheless, I mean, he wants us to come to him.
Exactly.
Right? But he's going to give us what we need, not what we want.
Right, right. And so I think, like, for instance, so today we had a Zoom healing group. And we were praying for this woman who had surgery on her leg. She had like a large melanoma removed, and her they took skin from her stomach and grafted it over. And we were praying. She was like, "Oh, it's a really large spot. I'm like concerned about the scarring." And we were just praying for her. And like, she just like, she got giddy. Like, she was just like laughing. Like, she was just filled with joy and peace. And she's like, "Oh my gosh, my legs are burning," which is a good thing. And like, but like, it was just an amazing experience. So yeah, we were praying for healing, but we, you know, the no scarring, but, and we don't know how that will result, but just that she felt the presence of God, and like God was just filling her with joy. That's what God wanted to give her in that time.
So for those of y'all that are watching on video, if you want to know if Lisa's praying as well, she'll go like this. Okay, it's like a backwards.
I do that. Like
it's like waves in the ocean.
Lord, more of your healing graces. Yes. Just send forth your Holy Spirit upon us.
If you need someone to do an impersonation of Lisa, just call me. Okay.
And then my other words is, in the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus, which is a good one, right?
All of
those things are good.
Yeah.
Listen, when we yield to the Holy Spirit in prayer, it's a vulnerable experience. It's very, very powerful because we're asking for God's help, right?
Yes.
We got to let go of control and our agendas in prayer, like you said, Lisa.
Yeah.
And just go with the flow of the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
I'm Deacon Dave.
Holy person, Lisa.
See you next time.
Bye.